You know, and now we got to bring it back.
Now the ladies are happy.
Now the, okay.
You
know, the thing about Shade 4-5 is, you know, we're meeting potato people here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the type of guys that give respect to a man's man, ladies and gentlemen.
And a ladies man.
And with that said, I mean, sure, you know him as Superman. You've seen him in the different movies that he's done. But I just think he represents a man's man in the world of entertainment. Dean Cain is here.
That's Yay! What I'm saying.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying, man.
Yes.
Order me a steak, damn it.
Yes. When you say damn it at the end, then that's when you get your steak.
That's when you get your steak, man.
Done the way you like it.
Man, Dean, I have to commend you, man. I don't know what fountain of youth you've been drinking out of, man, but you do not change over the years. How does that happen?
It's that little bit of Asian I got in me.
Is that what it is?
That quarter Asian keeps it all right.
What part of Asia?
I'm a quarter Japanese.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's what it is. I literally, it's that mix.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Uh-huh. Mix it up and stay young.
Because Japanese people age very gracefully, mm-hmm, and the skin does, the texture doesn't change, you know?
Well, you know, they say, you know, black don't crack.
Uh-huh.
I say yellow stays mellow.
Wow.
That's
hey.
It. That's
never,
it.
Never heard that one.
That's where I go. Well, I had to make it up because nobody was saying it.
That was new? Okay,
cool. I'm trying to coin that right now. Okay. Help me out.
All right, let's patent that before he leaves. We'll get the money off of that
one. If anybody's going to make it happen, it's going to be you.
All right,
so let's do it.
Thank you, man. I also want to commend you, man. You are a person who keeps a job, and you don't, you know, you don't discriminate on what kind of job you do.
Daddy's right. Got to work.
Daddy's
got to work.
Okay, all right. I'm not mad at that. What was probably one of the, not weirdest, but, the, you know, least likely jobs you've taken that actually brought you success, would you say?
You know, whenever you do a film, it just, you don't know the size of the film. You could do, mm-hmm, a giant film like Out of Time with, mm-hmm, Denzel Washington and, mm-hmm, the lovely Sanaa Lathan.
You know she just walked out of
here. I do know. I'm going to find her, too.
I got her number. You need me to call her.
Maybe you got, which number did she give you?
Did he just stop? Did he just stop
us? Wait, did she give you the private number?
The 310?
We better talk right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know. Well, you played.
Well, you know, you do a movie like that, and that could blow up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big time. You got the best actor in the world, and, mm-hmm, you're up there. Or you can do a little tiny film, and you don't know. And then all of a sudden, that becomes a cult favorite, and that, mm-hmm, brings you more work. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. So I say, work begets work. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever wants to ask me why? Why did you make that film? I made that film because I'm an actor, and I go to work. That's it.
That's it, right? Let's go back to Sanaa Lathan.
Let's do that.
So, Out of Time, you played her. Was it her husband?
Her husband, yeah.
And did y'all have any kissing scenes?
I don't know if any kissing scenes were in there. I don't remember.
Off the set.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I know what those lips are like, so I can't remember if it was on film. Or No. A gentleman would never kiss and tell.
Dean Cain, a man's man, damn it. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, and I want to talk about the new series that you're on, Stars Earn Stripes.
Yes.
Yep.
I was just, you know, I was watching,
Terry Crews.
Terry
Crews. I could tell from the dance.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what happened with him.
That was intense.
All right, up next, Dean Cain, 888-742-3345.
Only on Shade 45.
Eight celebrities have been taken to a secret camp.
I never thought I'd end up here.
To be tested.
There are no stunt doubles. This is real.
Under fire.
Real ammunition. Real explosives. Real danger.
Why didn't let my agent talk me into this?
A competition.
It's teams of two pairing each celebrity with a military or law enforcement trainer.
They are a badass looking bunch.
Yeah, man. This is a new show called, it's called Stars Earn Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mondays, right, NBC?
Mondays, NBC, 8 o'clock.
Dean Cain is here. And it's so, did Steven Spielberg behind this one?
It's Dick Wolf, and that's a television version.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, he can put some production value in.
Dick Wolf, long time producer, EP. This show is so real to me. Like, I, you know, working at MTV, You, I'm kind of like,
when got it comes jaded.
To, yeah, I got jaded. Okay, thank you, Dean. Can we talk, man?
It's a different
style. Yeah, man. Thanks, man. I didn't want to say it, but you said it. And so when I see reality shows, you know, they become like parodies of themselves to me. This show, is different.
Mm-hmm.
This is explain the concept. Like they really go through. It's like Navy SEAL training, right?
Well, there are two Navy SEALs who are the operatives there. The thing about this, it's not like regular reality television because mm-hmm. none of these people would be on reality television. None of the people who are there. We're all big time patriots. We're all big time supporters of our men and women in uniform and our mm-hmm. first responders. It's myself. It's Terry Crews, Layla Ali, Eve Torres, Peekaboo Street, Dolvet Quince, mm-hmm. Todd Palin, Nick Lachey, mm-hmm. singer. Singers get ladies.
They do right.
Man. Yeah, so,
he's married now, though.
He's married, but still, with child.
Yeah.
But he sings, and then everybody forgets that.
That right?
all these guys, you know, we all jump on. We're there. We're paired up with a military operative. There are two Navy SEALs. There's Delta Force guy, which, mm-hmm. of course, doesn't even... The government still doesn't say it exists, so but it does.
Mm-hmm.
you know, other Marines, Army Green Beret, mm-hmm. law enforcement personnel. We're paired up with each person. I'm paired up with a Navy SEAL named Chris mm-hmm. Kyle, who is who wrote a book called American Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
He's the deadliest sniper in the history of the United States military.
And you're paired up with him.
And he taught me to shoot. So.
Wow. What did he say? Like, did you have to breathe before you squeeze?
Oh, hours. He spent hours and hours and hours teaching me on 10 different weapons. So it depends on the weapon. But, you know, if you're moving, you're shooting in between your footsteps on the sniper rifle, having to calm my heart down. He shoots between heartbeats.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's crazy.
So he can hear. The reason why I say this is because we got a lot of just, you know, screwed up, you know, citizens who don't know how to shoot, and they end up killing innocent bystanders. So
absolute truth.
Most of these dudes in the hood do not know how to shoot.
Right.
You know, here's a weird statistic, and I'm probably messing it up a little bit, but more or less, it's most gunfights that the police officers are in are between 3 to 5 feet. And mm-hmm. and they miss like 80% of the time because it's one of these bang 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 and they're running away. These guys here, they don't do that.
They don't miss. So this is like, who's the bitch in it all? I mean, you know, you got Nick Lachey in there. You know, I saw Terry Crews whining because some water got in his nostrils
because he was
something.
Dying.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, dying. If you want to say dying,
he went under. I mean, that was one of the most frightening things. Is watch. Black people got to start learning to swim. Let's just call it out, okay? Cullen Jones, Olympic swimmer. I met him yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's like 6'900", man. He's really tall.
Yeah.
And those swimmers are different people.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's got mm-hmm. a great foundation. It's called Make a Splash. Mm-hmm. And literally, that's what it's trying to do, is get black people in the water swimming. And there's a thing that they found out is, it's not that the kids can't swim, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's that the parents are afraid because a lot of the parents don't know how to swim.
Yeah,
so they
man.
Passed that fear on down. Well, Terry and Dolvet, neither one of them very good swimmers and never had been in the water much. Layla Ali,
she can swim.
She's training for a triathlon. And
well, not only that, Layla grew up around money too.
Yeah, right. She had the pool.
But they said it's not money. There's rivers, there's lakes, there's
Listen,
stuff.
Dean, okay, I don't want to do this.
I'm just saying, check Cullen's thing.
Okay, I don't
want to
do this, Dean, but look, let me tell you something. About 400 to 500 years ago.
No, I'm a history major, I know.
Something tragic happened to black people.
Yes, I know this.
Called the transatlantic slave trade.
Yes, I'm aware of this one.
And from that point on, we had these Ingrams that we stuck with us. And anytime we see... deep water?
Yeah.
We run!
Run, Sway. We do good at track, D.
We can run.
We can run track.
Usain Bolt.
I saw it.
But don't put us in those water. We ain't swimming, man. We're not swimming.
Nah.
Don't take us near the water. Last time your people took us near the water, they took us away from our home.
Not the Japanese.
I'm Japanese, man. Hey, my people.
So you don't like fences around you?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
No, all but right. I bet you next time Terry Crews will know how to swim.
I bet you he will too,
yeah.
Man. It's an amazing show. I'm going to take some calls. 888-742-334. What? No, yeah. What? We'll come back with some calls. You want to speak with Dean Cain, man? Call him up. 888-742-3345. Yeah, we're going to start the movement. Black people who swim. If you're a black person, a person of color that swims, call us. 888-742-3345. Dean Cain is here. We're talking about Stars Earn Stripes. Mondays, NBC. Terry Crews literally almost drowned on. That would have been a first.
Yeah, that would have been a terrible first.
Yeah.
Mm. But, you know, we signed everything away, too.
Yeah.
We signed everything away. They said they'd have a rescue team there, and I never saw the rescue team.
So if you could, you sign your right to die on this show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, would your family get paid if that happened?
I had an outside life insurance policy. I think that would have covered it.
You shouldn't say that loud, man. Actors in Hollywood with life insurance policies always turn up missing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
But I break those curses. I break all that.
That's what's up.
That's
Dean
what
Kang,
I'm saying.
Dean
no,
Kang,
no worries.
Danny in Michigan. Go ahead, Danny. What would you like to say?
First I wanted to say I think that Dean Kang is a phenomenal actor, first of all.
Thank you, Danny.
I was introduced to you in that Out of Time movie. That's the first time I saw it. And let's set the record straight on one thing. You didn't get any kisses. Denzel got them all.
Yeah, he done stole all of them from me.
Yeah, man.
But he is D.
Yeah, and my one other thing I want to say is that standoff that you guys had at the bar, talking about, you know, he was subliminally telling you he banged tonight, and you were subliminally telling him, I'll kill you if I find out it's true. That was classic, man. That's like one of my best scenes.
I appreciate that. And Denzel will always throw you a little zinger because he said, you know, if I was banging your wife, well, he had to add that well in there, you know, because he always takes it another notch. And that just burned me up.
He said, well.
Well.
Denzel, man. I mean, that must be amazing working with Denzel, man. I mean, I'm sure you could pick up information just watching him work, right?
Yeah, you know, you don't want to bother him.
Yeah.
When you want to bring your A game, so you just wait till he's ready to go. When he's ready to go, you better be ready. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous, mm-hmm. and I was excited. He was very, very nice to me and great mm-hmm. to me, but we weren't talking that day. We were shooting that scene. We were not talking to each other in between. There was no...
So you really get into the character.
We're just doing... I'll do what he says.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he wasn't talking, so I wasn't talking. That was fine by me. He's staying his side of the room. I'll stay on my side of the room, mm-hmm. and then we'll come over and get it on every once in a while. It was tight in there.
I've seen Denzel kind of loke up on people before, like in public when he had his restaurant in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and a critic came in who gave him a bad review, and I seen him walk over. You gave me a bad review,
really?
And it was like Training Day.
That Denzel
came out, man. Constance is in Indiana. Constance, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Say hi to Dean Kang. You never spoke with him before.
How you doing, Constance?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
What'd you like to say?
I love swimming. I've been swimming since I was like 8.
That's good.
My mom, she taught me at a very early age. She was like, you got to learn because it's not just about the fun, but for survival. So
that's it.
She taught me.
That's what's up. You know what? And you probably have a swimmer's body, so you probably look really good, too, right?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
Love her honesty,
you know,
Sway.
No. All right. Thank you, Constance. We're going to let you go now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Constance. Thanks for calling. You're a citizen of Sway in the morning. All right. We got a lifeguard. D. Mills, you're a lifeguard?
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard out here, baby, saving lives.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, last time you saved a life?
Actually, the first time I saved a life was yesterday. Yesterday, it was around 3 o'clock, man. No lie, no bullshit. A little boy, he was around 6 years old. This little boy, he knows how to swim. He's a real swimmer, A1 swimmer. I seen him. I was watching him because he was at the deep end. But he started seizing up, and his mother yelled from the end of the pool, my son is having a seizure. I had to hop my black ass in this pool. At the bottom of the pool, I don't know how this motherfucker just ain't float. I had to go to the bottom of the pool, pick him up, and throw his ass over the edge of a fucking 12 feet end of the pool.
Dang.
Save my life.
Wow, man. You sound so heroic right now, man.
It's the funniest heroism.
That's rule number one. Don't be a hero.
Yeah, but that kid's alive, right? That's it. You saved him.
Yeah.
And much respect for that.
Hey, D. Mills, you're a citizen of Sway in the morning, man.
No doubt.
You ever see my ass drowning? Do the same. You could curse me out all the way up, man. All right, real quick. Kim in Richmond, California. Go ahead, Kim.
What's up, man? Listen to your show every morning, brother.
Thank
glad
you.
To be on the line. Just saying, man, hey, I grew up with a boat, man, in the family. And one of the rules was you had to learn how to swim in order to get in the boat.
Mm. That's
so
a good rule.
Just, I think, you know, having that exposure as African-American children is very important for all of our young folks. So we need to break those stereotypes, man, and get them involved in things that they're not necessarily used to, bro.
Yeah, man, you know, this is interesting. Thank you, Kim, for calling. You know I'm from the Bay. Dean Kang came up here to talk about this show, and all of a sudden we're doing PSAs with, you know, people
of
color
swimming. Yeah, but it was an intricate part of the show.
For Make a Splash.
Right. Because you sat on Stars on Stripe, Terry Crews, who's a big man who looks athletic, played football at some
NFL,
point professionally.
Yeah. That's important.
FBI,
by the way.
He played for drop my coffee.
Who did you play for?
I played for Buffalo. For the Bills.
The Bills.
For the Bills, right? You, yeah. What position did you play?
Free safety.
Free safety. You was cracking dudes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You had that Jack Tatum thing going.
Oh, yeah. Jack lowered his head a little more than I would. Jack was the assassin. I mean,
yeah,
he was for real.
Yeah, man, I come from the lineage of Jack Tatum, Lester Hayes.
Oh, wow.
All those Raiders, man.
Yeah, I'm from Oakland, Dean.
There it is. There it is.
Dean Cain. I mean, I'm not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty big.
But beep, beep.
And Pop Warner.
Pop Warner,
man. I got killing them in the seventh grade. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question, Dean. This is totally a Superman question.
Okay.
You know how they brought back the Avengers and everything?
Yeah.
Will you be back like on a big screen to be Superman? Please, God.
I listen, your lips to God's ears, because I'd love to do it, but they're doing it. They got a new guy coming back right now. Henry Cavill's playing it. I'm nowhere to be seen.
That's whack, dude.
Yeah. Can we start a protest?
Let's start that right now.
Let's go.
I'm only going to watch it twice instead of four times.
I appreciate that.
No problem, man. Anything else on your plate?
Oh, yeah. I got two new series coming out. One called Bounce on VH1, where my ex-girl is Kimberly Elise in that, and she's fantastic.
Okay.
And we play exes in that. But we do share an offspring, possibly.
Uh-huh.
Who happens to be a dancer.
She's your real ex-girl?
No. In the show.
Okay, okay,
no,
okay,
in
okay,
the show.
Okay,
in Bounce.
Okay.
So not Lathan's my real ex-girlfriend.
Okay, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah,
she's
mine, too.
So she's my, what? We got to talk. Because so somehow we're not getting information to you.
Yeah, man, she played us. Okay, so you got Bounce coming in.
Bounce coming out, and I'm also hosting a show called Bloopers, which is like Tosh.0 meets America's Funniest Home Videos and has a baby. That's it.
Okay. You do a great hosting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's fun.
What's the other one?
Ripley's Believe It or
Ripley's
Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not, man. Yep. You was killing that.
That stuff's fun. I like that
you
stuff.
Do that great.
I'll do what daddy will work.
Okay.
I will work.
Zada.
The world has changed. The world has changed. It used to be you were a TV actor or you were a film actor. Then you had to be a TV actor to become a film actor.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just got to make a sex tape.
Yeah, and then you own it, pop it, man.
It. Yeah.
Come on, you're not going to do that, though, right?
I mean, I'm not saying I haven't made any. I just haven't seen them. Where's Nana? No, I'm just kidding.
Dean Cain, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Man, well, thank you for coming up, man.
Sweet,
promise,
thank
man.
You.
Wait, man, you in town, come back and hang out with us, man.
I appreciate that.
All right?
If you ever get back to L.A., we'll take the kids fishing.
Don't play.
Man. I'm not kidding.
How old is your son?
12.
Oh, my daughter's 14.
I know, and I teach him to go after a little bit older, mature lady.
Yeah.
That's 14. And
your son got money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then he can meet my daughter.
Daddy, daddy.
All right. Dean Cain, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and take your calls and comments for today's show. 888-742-3345.